Today's daf is Zayin Omer Aleph, and we are continuing with the halachos of Hanhagas Odom Baboker, the bathroom halachos, the way a person is supposed to conduct himself going to the bathroom. As amazing as it may sound, this really shows the closeness and the special relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every second of our lives, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only on the high holidays and not only at major Jewish events and holidays, but at all times, a Jewish person is supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Chazal enacted many of these halachos to maintain the proper modesty and the proper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at the times that we are most undignified. We can still maintain Kedusha and increase our spirituality even when we go to the bathroom. We left off yesterday in the middle of Sif Beis in Siman Gimel. And the Ramah had said that one is not permitted to talk, lo yedaber sham, in the bathroom. V'yiskor hadelas ba'ado mishum etznius. And a person has to close the door behind him when he goes to the bathroom so he has privacy and modesty. The Mishnah Berurah says in regards to not speaking in the bathroom, however, imhu letzorach gadol, there's a pressing need, efshar demutu ledaber, that one would be permitted to speak in the bathroom, kol zman she'ein nifna adayin, as long as it's not while one is actually defecating, going to the bathroom at that moment, if they're just in the bathroom. Aval be'eish she'nifna, while one is actually defecating, af letzorach gadol osur, then one should try not to speak, unless, of course, it's a life-threatening situation or some other similar situation. One shouldn't speak while one is actually defecating, but should wait till afterwards if it's a pressing situation. If somebody else wants to come into the bathroom and there is no lock on the door and there's no way to prevent the person from coming in, so one should snort or make some sort of a sound to show that the bathroom is occupied. For women, if women are using a public restroom, bathroom, and there would be a chance that a man would walk in on a woman, which would be very immodest, so this was very common in their days, like they had bathrooms out in the field, or you have public bathrooms in a shul or in another public area, so then then women are permitted to talk with each other, and so that a person walking by would hear their voices from the outside, and a man would obviously be aware not to go in there, be alone with them in the bathroom. Again, Baruch Hashem, today, the level of hygiene and the separate bathrooms that we have for men and women make this problem, Baruch Hashem, not one that is usual. Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, "Umashma ketzas shom de nichnosos gam kein b'shtayim beveis akise." Therefore, even though in general one doesn't go into the bathroom with someone else, so in this situation, to prevent a potential problem with a man entering into a woman's bathroom, or where a woman might be alone in the bathroom, so another woman would be able to be in the general area in the bathroom with her, and this would maintain modesty. What is the reason that we don't talk in the bathroom? So in the Dirshu note 3, the Sefer HaCharedim brings down that the reason is Mishum Sakona Shel Shedim HaMetzuyim Sham. There are these entities known as Shedim, literally translated as demons, that we don't understand, these metaphysical beings that the Gemara speaks about, and we really do not understand them from a practical point of view. But these Shedim, these potential damagers, exist in the bathroom and are especially prominent around areas of impurity. And therefore, to prevent them from causing damage, one doesn't speak. The Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down a different reason. He says it's just purely out of tznius. This leads us to a very important question as to what is the status of our bathrooms. They're quite different than the bathrooms in the time of the Gemara or the times of Chazal. And this is a very important subject in the Poskim. And the Chazon Ish has a big suffix, as does Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe. Are our bathrooms comparable in halacha to the bathrooms that they had in their days? One of the major differences is that their bathrooms essentially were collection pits for the waste of the human beings, and they didn't get transported or moved away from the area where the person was sitting or standing. Unlike our bathrooms today, where we have flush toilets, so the waste products are removed and aren't near the person. So they were both mistopic questioning as to whether our bathrooms have the same halachic status as their bathrooms. Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish writes, Yesh Lahachmir, The same psak is brought down by Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak, and as well, Hagon Rev Elyashiv Zatzal said the same psak that one should be machmir. We mentioned that in extenuating circumstances, a person is permitted to talk in the bathroom if really necessary. The Torah Lishma says when that situation occurs, one doesn't need to mince their words or be mitzamtzem devarov, not to say any extra words, but one can speak as in a normal fashion as needed. Finally, what about talking in Hebrew, Beloshon Kodesh, in the bathroom? So in the Sefer Chassidim, he brings down that there's a midus chassidus, an extra stringency, not to speak Hebrew in the bathroom. However, the Afiki Maginim brings down that if you live in Israel, if you live in a place where Hebrew is the normal language, then it's not even a midus chassidus to not speak in Hebrew. Where you're permitted to speak under extenuating circumstances, then you can speak in Hebrew as well. Sif Gimel, Imrotzi l'mashmesh b'fiyat tabas b'tzror o b'kisim liftoch nekovov, Yimashmesh kodim shiyeshev, v'lo yimashmesh achar shiyeshev. This next series of halachos deals with quite sensitive bathroom details, and yet, as I mentioned, the halacha has no problem discussing them. Here, the Mechaber is telling us that if a person has difficulty going to the bathroom and he needs to manually help open up his anus, so then in this situation, he should do this before he's actually sitting down, but not while he's sitting down, because this could, again, on a metaphysical level, be dangerous. We don't fully understand this, but we follow the words of the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah does add that if a person has difficulty going to the bathroom, try moving about, walking about a little bit. Maybe that will help stimulate your bowels. Or try to think of something else. And maybe in this way you'll be able to be successfully going to the bathroom. Furthermore, one should not go to defecate while one is standing. Siv Dalet deals again with more of these intimate details. When one has to unclothe oneself to go to the bathroom, one should only disrobe the minimal amount necessary to actually accomplish your hygiene needs. And behind oneself, one should reveal oneself a tefach, which is several inches, 3 to 4 inches, umilafonav tvachayim, and in front of him, 2 tvachim. This is for a man, and the Mishnah Berurah notes and adds over here, this is because of tznius. Even if one is only defecating, since urine may come out when one defecates because of the straining, one should reveal both the front and the back of the person. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a very important idea which may dramatically impact the actual practice of some of these halachos, and he says, V'yizor shelo yilachlech shon begodov v'gufo uminolov. Person has to be very careful not to soil his clothing, his body, or his shoes, and this would obviously impact upon the amount of the body that is revealed in order for a person to safely and cleanly go to the bathroom. As we will see in tomorrow's shiur, one has to be very careful not to leave any excrement or waste upon their body or on their clothing, because this is a problem in terms of davening and learning. So one needs to reveal the amount that is necessary in order for one to properly defecate and properly clean oneself. A woman, the Mechaber says, because of the anatomy of a woman is different, less is needed to be revealed in the front. Sif Hei. This sif deals with the location where a person may be going to the bathroom. They did not have the luxury of having the very nice facilities that we have today. So the Mechaber writes, if you're going to the bathroom out in an open area, not surrounded by any walls or any partitions, one should make sure that they're oriented in the north to south direction or in the south to north direction. However, but one shouldn't orient themselves in facing east and or west. This is in terms of defecation. The Rama says, however, to urinate, this doesn't apply. What is the reason for this? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mishum dehashchina shora b'marav. The presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somehow more felt in the western side, and therefore to defecate in that direction is inappropriate. And even if you are facing towards the west, that still is a problem. Sheyesh lo gam ken kedusha b'mizrach. The eastern side also has kedusha more so than the north and the south. So therefore that orientation facing east or west is inappropriate. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Im yesh bo mechitzos, if you're defecating in an enclosed area, afilu rak mechitza achas, Litzad Marav. And even if there's only one wall there and it's on the western side, one should go as close as possible to the wall. And this way, one is the most modest position possible, even though that direction is west. Practically speaking, our halacha l'maisa for us is that all of our bathrooms today, Baruch Hashem, are enclosed, and therefore one doesn't need to be concerned in terms of the orientation. One is in an enclosed area, and that therefore satisfies the tznius problem as well as the kedusha problem. Therefore, the Piskei Tshuvos writes, "B'soch cheder beis hakisei," in a bathroom like we have today, "Rashoyim lasos moshov ha'aslo b'chol tzad sheyirtzu." You can orient the bathroom itself and the toilet in any direction that you want, kivon shemukov mechitzos, since it's surrounded by walls. Some of the ideas expressed by the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah are not applicable in regards to our bathrooms today. There are some opinions that disagree with this, but that is beyond the scope of our shir today. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe writes that when one is in a man's bathroom creating places for the urinals, one min haroi, it is appropriate, shagam l'makomos hamiyuodim la'tolos meiraglayim l'sader mechitzos la'amidas kol echod v'echod benifrod. One should try to put partitions in between the different urinals, even if they're not fully enclosed, that there should be still a certain level of tznius. This is a din l'chatrila. If one enters a bathroom and that's the only available place for one to go, it is certainly acceptable to use that. Indeed, one should not prevent oneself from going to the bathroom, and at least min hadin, one would be allowed to go even in a public area with people observing him, because it is dangerous not to urinate when one has to. Baruch Hashem, again, today, that almost never is the case with our restroom facilities and their availability. At this point, it's worthwhile to point out what the Bir Halacha, what the Chafetz Chaim writes from the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach Beis. Maflig ha-Gemara b'midas ha-tznius. The Gemara spends a lot of time talking about tznius. And he brings down as well, b'sefer mitzvos ketanos, monet tznius le-mitzvah daraisa. This concept of modesty, of tznius, is a daraisa, is a Torah-given commandment to us. And the Mishnah Berurah actually notes in his Bir Halacha that it is very, very important to be a part of building public bathrooms. And he says, mitzvah rabo l'sayeya b'zeh. It's a great mitzvah for somebody to help assist in the appropriate construction of public bathrooms, kidei lahasir hamichsholos ha'elum yisrael, to prevent all the potential problems that can come up with not having a place to go to the bathroom. These include many different things, that a person may miss the proper time to daven, may not be able to learn properly, because one isn't allowed to daven or learn if one has the need to go to the bathroom, and if people have to go and walk a far distance to get to the bathroom, it can cause these issues, as well as it can lead to danger. And therefore, he writes, V'yiskru eshemo yizbarach b'kedusha. Somebody who contributes to public bathrooms is doing a great thing. Interesting. Many people want their names and their plaques about their dedications on all sorts of areas. One would not think that having them on a bathroom is a great idea. Yet, the Bir Halacha says, V'yiskru eshemo yizbarach b'kedusha. This is a holy thing, and this is a wonderful thing. Siv Vav, the Mechaber writes, V'chein osu lishon ben mizruch l'marav im ishto imo. Likewise, in the privacy of one's bedroom with one's wife, one should not be oriented in the east-west orientation as well, because of the idea that the Kedusha of the Shechina is most prevalent in the west. V'nochen lizor afilu she'en ishto imo. One should ideally try to orient the beds in a direction that is north and south. Now, there is some machlokis about this, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down opinions from the Zohar that seem to say the opposite. And while the Gra seems to reconcile the Zohar with our Gemara, not like the opinion of others, this again is too complex a subject for us to discuss right now and is not within the scope of this shir. Finally, we conclude with Sif Zayin, Hametil Mayim Min Hatzofim Lefnim. If somebody goes to the bathroom to urinate within the area that is within seeing of the Har HaBayis from the city of Tzofim and inward, the gloss in the Shulchan Aruch says this means Perush Mokum Shecholim Liros Misham Har HaBayis or Misham Vahola Ein Yecholim Liros. This is the point where you can see the Har HaBayis, the Holy Temple Mount, that based upon Rashi. Lo Yeshev Uponav Klapi HaKodesh. One should not sit there with his face facing towards the Har HaBayis. And the Ramah adds, Ela Litzofon Lidorum, being the north to south orientation, or Yisalek HaKodesh Litzdodim, will turn towards the side in some way. the Piskei Tshuvas, and with this we'll conclude, adds an additional point that one should be makbid when one creates a bathroom in a shul, that one should try not to have the wall of the shul, especially the wall of the Aron Kodesh, be the wall of the bathroom on the other side. And if this is the only way the construction is possible, you should put up an additional wall or some sort of a little room in between to separate the two. Again, the idea behind all of this is that even in a bathroom, a Jew has to maintain his spirituality and his kedusha. And in fact, one of my rebbeim once said that the way to tell how spiritual and how great a person is the way he acts when he's alone, when he's there just with him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nobody else watching. That truly measures the spirituality and the kedusha of a person.